We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Well, from the kitchen, it is very good evening to you and how you be at 10:05, about to be 10:06 Friday night right here on your fan, New York City. Steve Summers here, you there on the other side of the kitchen at 345 Hudson. The one and only Paulie Rosenberg, co-producer Peter Hoffman at home, and no, from the 1-877-337-6666. That'll be the number, of course, for the four-hour Friday football and baseball and everything else schmooze right up until 2 a.m. on your Saturday morning. Once upon a time, you really just couldn't wait for New York football. And who, seriously so, wasn't ready? Like a moth drawn to the light, you couldn't wait until Sunday. But where does the moth go when the light isn't on? Yes, we're all calling it a football Friday, and I guess it is when you look at and focus on all the games, some of the big games coming up for week number six. However, it's not necessarily a football Friday in New York City. It's really just Friday. New York football has been in quarantine, isolated from winning football, keeping their social distance from the end zone, but a lot more than 6 feet, more like 6 feet under. We hear all the time there is no such thing as moral victories. Instead, we get immoral losses, or do we? Some of us believe there are moral victories where you end up losing but find something that turned out to be good. So, with the New York football Giants, we figure they're 3-2 with moral victories, looking good losing, making enough plays where you're thinking, you know what, we might just win this game, but of course they don't. As we saw with Chicago, the Rams, and America's team coming close, and it's because of those three moral victories that the New York football Giants, they find themselves a slight favorite on Sunday. Maybe because the odds makers think the Giants won't turn the ball over as much as Washington, won't miss as many tackles, won't have as many drops, and won't commit as many penalties as the Washington football team. Prisoners on death row over there in Ossining at Sing Sing, they have been given the option. Lethal injection, firing squad, the electric chair, hanging, or watching the Jets. Here's where no more moral victories applies. The Jets, they're just immoral. They don't beat teams, but may, in any given year, on any given Sunday, beat the spread. The Jets, really, now, they give you choices on any given Sunday. Either rubberneck the accident waiting to happen, either rubberneck the unwatchable, or take out the garbage with those other fall and winter chores you keep putting off. This week's loss will star Joe Flacco and Frank Gore on offense, two men whose primary residence is the Smithsonian. So if instead you end up watching the garbage instead of taking it out, you'll try to figure out just who the next Jet to leave the team will be, either by being released or traded. Right now, Football Insiders think it might be Quinnen Williams. Why Quinnen Williams? Well, sure, he's having a good enough year that many think he'll be gone before the November 3rd trading deadline because, well, he's one of the few who could help the Jets win a game, maybe even two games, with the Jets losing the Trevor Lawrence sweepstakes. So how bad is it for the New York Jets? Well, as we have mentioned with some callers a couple of times this week, worse than rock bottom. That's how bad it is. Or is it worse? You can make an argument for worse than rock bottom. So low they are, so down under they are, that when they look up, they see the bottom of the rock. Now we are hearing and we are reading about how the Jets are worse than the 1996 team, and that, of course, the 1-15 New York Jets. All right, choose your poison. If you had one game to lose, who would you want looking lost on the sideline? Rich Gottheit or Adam Gase? Which two would you like to see dropping a pass? Cravett and Johnson from 96 or Crowder and Perriman, and he's going to be activated this Sunday. But which two would you like to see dropping a pass? Would it be Cravett? So popular he was from Hofstra, you know from this. Cravett and Johnson from 96 or Crowder and Perriman from 2020. Which two left tackles would you like to see missing a block? A Jumbo Elliott from 96 or Becton or Fant from 2020? Which two linebackers would you like to see missing a tackle? Mo Lewis from 96 or Avery Williamson from 2020? Which corner would you like to see commit pass interference? Aaron Glenn from 96 or Lamar Jackson from 2020? Be sure to vote on your least favorites. Let it be known that Mo Lewis, by the way, we all remember he gave rise to Shady Brady knocking out Drew Bledsoe. Let it be known that Wayne Cravett out of Hofstra was the Jets' Rudy, making the team on sheer grit and fight and toughness and willpower, determination, a real fan favorite. And let it be known that Aaron Glenn, well, we do remember, caught off guard by Dan Marino on the fake spike. But the Jets of 96, they had some players, but not much of a team. 1-15, not to be seen. Now in 2020, no fans allowed in. Back then, fans were leaving at the end. So which is the worst? The 2020 New York Jets right now at 0-5, likely to go 0-16, or the 1-15 Jets of 96. May we have the envelope, please? And the winner is...
Must be agonizing for Rich Gottheit. Dream job with the New York Jets a couple of years ago and ends with a 1-15 season.
2 minute teardrop for one heart to be crying.
Been good energy. You know, guys working hard. I love the approach guys have taken. Great energy at practice.
Darnold screen sets it up. Herndon lost the football. Was it a catch and a fumble? That's what they're indicating on the field.
If you take your emotion out of this, and I did, you know, I think there's only one thing that can happen, and that should happen, and that is that the head coach should not be here.
And you'll start crying. 96 years.
I thought the energy level was good. You know, guys were out there. They were having fun. They were flying around.
Adams gets the call, and he is stopped.
scrimmage.
I was not fired. I'm not quitting, but I thought that this is the only way to go.
You put the amount of time and effort that everybody in this building has. Guys think back to that of like, man, I put in a lot of time in this and it has not gone the way that we thought.
Darnold intercepted by Rhodes. He's thrown a second interception.
Let's make a change. If it's wrong, it's my fault, but at least I'm doing something for the fans and trying to do something for myself.
And you'll stop crying. 96 years.
We're at the stage right now where when we go out to practice, our guys need to enjoy being out there, work on getting better. Focus on just the moment we're in right now.
Darnold freezes the defense for a moment, spins, and Darnold is slammed down back at the 47-yard line.
I'm entitled to some enjoyment out of this team, and that means winning.
You start thinking, well, what about next week? What about next week? What about this week? It's too much. And we just got to do a good job of just, hey, let's get better today.
Pocket collapsing. Flacco's in trouble, and Flacco is sacked.
A 96-2.
You're in the best facility in the whole National Football League, best city in the whole National Football League, and there's no reason why we can't have a football team to go along with everything else.
What he is doing brings tears to the eyes of the Statue of Liberty.
Okay, so right now, because we know from 96 they have to be the worst team, even though they won a game with 1-15, and again, they had some good players on the team, no question about it. The Wayne Corbett, the Keyshawn Johnson, et cetera, et cetera. They had some decent players, but a bad, bad team, and a wonderful coach, as we all remember, 4-28. He was in 2 years out of Wagner, the former tight end, Rich Kotite. By the way, we are, before we take a break and get away right to your telephone calls, well, we'll get away for the break, and then we'll come back and certainly get in to the telephone calls. With the baseball, it is just over now, and the Houstons have forced a game 7. And in this game 6, final score was 7-4. In this game number 6, the Rays, they had a 1-0 lead on an Adamas double in the first inning. But in the fifth inning, Houston scored 4 times. The usual liars and cheaters and buzzer beaters were involved in that 4-run fifth inning for Houston. And from there on, they just held on. Margot for Tampa hit a couple of home runs, made it a little bit closer, but 7-4 Stros, and so a game 7 tomorrow night. In that fifth inning, Springer, Altuve, Correa, RBIs, and on their way, Snell, your former Cy Young Award winner, he went 4 innings, gave up a couple of runs, and then Castillo came in. And, of course, no Yankee could hit him. However, all the cheaters and liars and buzzer beaters hit him. And so they got a couple of runs off of him, and they were on their way. Bregman, by the way, in this game, 0-4, hitting .130 in this series. So game 7 tomorrow night as the cheaters, liars, the Stros from Houston have forced a game number 7. The Braves, they have an early lead. That is 2-0 on Hollywood. Of course, you know, they lead 3-1. And, of course, one of the 2 RBIs, of course, and this surprises no New York Metropolitan fan, Travis d'Arnaud. He had the RBI sacrifice fly. So we're after 2 innings in that game, so it's still so very, very early. With Hollywood having their backs against the walls, the Braves lead it, as, of course, as you know, 3-1 in game number 5. And the Braves are starting A.J. Minter in this game, the first to make his very first career start in a postseason game. And for those keeping score at home, and you can thank from the heavens upstairs, today is day 48 in Major League Baseball, 48 days without a positive test. All right, we'll take a little bit of a break. We'll get, of course, to your telephone calls. And in a short while, we are going to talk to Mitch Holtis. And Mitch is the radio voice of the Kansas City Chiefs. And where all of us think, oh, sure, they're going to be back in the Super Bowl and could very well be. And we all think, well, they don't have too many weaknesses, but actually they do have a weakness with the offense and the defense and the special teams. They do have one particular weakness, and we'll talk to Mitch Holtis about it. Oh, in the meantime, know from the 1-877-337-6666. Now, that'll be the number, of course, 24/7 right here on your fan, New York City, and we'll take you right up until Sal Licata coming your way at 2 on your fan, New York.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.